Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel Tuesday displayed and recovered Iranian ballistic missile it intercepted during the unprecedented attack on Israel Saturday and Sunday, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Israel's military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, held a news briefing in front of one of the missiles. He said each missile carried 500 kilos of explosives in its warhead, and Iran had fired 110 of them at Israel. He credited an international coalition led by the U.S. with stopping most of the attacks last weekend. Hagari promised a response from Israel.
Firing 110 ballistic missiles directly to Israel will not get scot-free. We will respond in our time, in our place, in the way that we will choose.
Israel's international allies have urged the nation to show restraint in its response. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
As VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara reports, Israel's response may not be as direct as an all-out military assault.
Israel could also opt for covert operations targeting Iranian officials or cyber attacks like the 2010 Stuxnet malware. Gregory Hatcher of White Knight Lab cybersecurity consultancy via Zoom.
They created a virus and then they injected it into an Iranian nuclear facility and actually made the centrifuges spin uncontrollably and destroyed like millions of dollars and slowed down the nuclear capabilities of Iran.
Whatever option Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu decides on, President Joe Biden has told him the U.S. will not participate in Israel's counterattack and urge de-escalation. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for urgent de-escalation of the hostilities and a phone conversation with Iran's foreign minister following Tehran's weekend attack on Israel. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing ahead on U.S. aid for Ukraine and other allies amid growing GOP anger. As AP Saga Magani explains, Johnson's then Republican majority is against sending the aid, which would force him to rely on Democrats to help pass it.
Kentucky's Thomas Massie says he's had enough.
We need a speaker who is not doing everything Chuck Schumer wants.
Republicans in the room during a private meeting say Massie suggested Johnson should resign or risk a vote to oust him.
I am not resigning, and it is... in my view, an absurd notion.
Johnson says he knew it would be a tough job.
I regard myself as a wartime speaker.
And says he will move forward with votes to send aid to Ukraine, Israel, and other allies, though his multi-part plan leaves out a key GOP priority, southern border security. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning this week against fresh hostilities in Sudan's North Darfur region. Details from Reuters correspondent David Doyle.
Antonio Guterres was speaking on Monday, the one-year anniversary of the war between Sudan's army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. He said RSF-affiliated militias had attacked and burnt villages west of El Fasher, and that escalating hostilities on the outskirts of North Darfur's provincial capital were a fresh cause for deep alarm. Guterres also said that indiscriminate attacks, killing, injuring, and terrorizing civilians could amount to war crimes and crimes against humanity. International donors met in Paris on Monday to pledge humanitarian support for Sudan. French President Emmanuel Macron said 2 billion euros had been raised for Sudan.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Myanmar's former leader Aung San Suu Kyi has now been moved from prison to house arrest. Government said Wednesday the move was made as a health measure due to a heat wave. A nationwide conflict in Myanmar began after the army in 2021 ousted the elected government, imprisoned Suu Kyi, and began suppressing nonviolent protests that sought a return to democratic rule.
More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.